Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Hello, my name is Brandon Kempf. I am a reader advisor here at Wolfner, and sitting with me today is Vaughn Whiting, one of our fantastic volunteers. We're in the middle of getting ready for a volunteer luncheon. Vaughn, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Well, you pronounced my name right, Vaughn Whiting. Hey, that's you're better than average. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people mangle my name, and I try to, you know, not even wince or anything like
yeah.
that. Let's see. Did you want to know about my background?
Well, what brought you to Wolfner here to volunteer? Let's kind of just start there.
A friend of mine. In fact, I'll mention his name, Tom Collier. He had been volunteering for a while, and he has this marvelous bass voice that is just a joy to listen to. And he mentioned to me once at a regular weekly coffee meeting that a bunch of us guys had at the church. And he was just so positive about how he felt about doing that. I thought, hey, I got to get in on that. And so I came in and did a little self-conscious interview with the former...
with Randy, I believe.
No, it was...
Deborah.
Yeah,
even
Deborah,
before Randy.
Thank you for helping me. I really have problem recalling names the spot.
That's okay. So you've been with us here volunteering for a little bit. How long has it been?
Well, I haven't really been keeping track, but it's been well more than 10 years.
10
maybe
years.
Approaching 20. I couldn't swear to it.
Okay. So Vaughn, what do you do? Are you one of the readers? Or
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I love doing that because, well, I, like any person who sits in front of a microphone and talk. I love to hear the sound of my own voice. That was what another friend of mine said. He was the late Coyle Rowland. He used to be a local radio personality, and
yeah,
that was the joke he frequently made when we gathered for coffee. I love to hear the sound of my own voice.
Nice. Well, I've got the face for radio, so that's the way I do it. So,
yeah. You're really not that bad.
Oh well, thanks. So. What has been your favorite thing to record here at Wolfner? If you have a favorite,
boy.
You don't have to. I don't mean to put you on a spot.
No, I got to admit, sometimes the most rewarding is history and biography, but definitely history can be a bear because there are so many proper names.
Yeah.
Names of people, names of places, names of inventions. And I take great pride in... Since I don't like people to mangle my name, I try to make sure that I never mangle anybody else's name.
Yeah.
And also, I had a educational background in Latin. I took Latin in high school, started German before I finished high school, got a degree in German and English, literature and language. And while I was studying abroad in Europe, there was a visiting teacher came from Korea, and he taught a course in very elementary Korean.
Yeah.
And so all along, since I started with Latin, I've just been fascinated by language and how it works as a tool for communication.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just grammar, but it's vocal inflection. It's just a whole lot of things. It's, you know, I see what I'm doing for Wolfner as doing the very best I can to communicate what the author was trying to say on the page and getting that into, a recorded vocal thing that people who cannot perceive the printed word, hopefully through my efforts with my voice, I can convey the meaning that the author wanted to get across.
Absolutely. Well, Vaughn, we thank you for being a volunteer, and I know that all our patrons are really happy to hear your voice whenever you come across their player.
I presume they can hear the the audience will be able to hear some of the other volunteers coming in behind us.
Yeah, some of the noise will be there. Chris may work his magic on it. I'm not sure.
That's great.
But yeah.
Well, you've been very gracious. Thank you very much for...
Absolutely. Thank you, Vaughn. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Hello, my name is Brandon. I am a reader advisor here at Wolfner Library, and I am at the volunteer luncheon that we host every year for our volunteers. And with me is a group who volunteers for the Wolfner Library. Would you all like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Cherry Laskowski.
And I am John Laskowski.
I'm Maggie Barnes.
And I'm Griffin Laskowski.
Well, welcome, and thank you all for being volunteers here. So, Jerry, how long have you been volunteering here at Wolfner?
I believe it's been about 10 years that I've been volunteering. I started as a reviewer and then moved to a monitor, and now I'm also doing reading.
My
partner and I do reading and monitoring.
Okay. John, how about you?
I've been volunteering probably about 3 or 4 years, and... I'm Terry's husband, and sometimes I was substituting when Terry and her partner needed someone to fill in for monitoring, but then also I helped with grandchildren. We've had several grandchildren that were readers, and two have already, in a sense, graduated from reading, Maggie and Griffin today are two other grandchildren they're helping with reading.
Okay.
And may I say the other two are Atticus Barnes and Bella Laskowski.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just for posterity.
Maggie and Griffin, how long have you guys been with us?
I have been reading at Wolfner for about 2 years, and my grandparents have been monitoring me.
Yeah. Griffin?
I've been reading for like a year.
A year?
And yeah.
Okay, so what has been, Griffin, we'll go back the other way here this time. What has been your favorite thing to read so far?
I think probably when I read a book about Stan Musial, it was really interesting and I learned a lot while reading.
You learned a lot about him? Where was Stan from? He was Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just testing my knowledge against yours here, so. Maggie?
My favorite book reading here was probably Riding the Flume because it was a really interesting story and... Yeah.
Very cool. John, have you been, you said you were reading a little bit? Or monitoring?
Monitoring.
Okay. So what has been kind of the most challenging thing for you, kind of sitting there and monitoring? And
well, I think one thing would be when a grandchild started new, it was a learning curve for both of us. And I think that was a little challenge. The other challenge has been we've done a lot of children's books, and a lot of them have sidebars or a lot of pictures, and trying to figure out with staff how we might explain those parts of the book to readers who can't see those pictures.
Yeah, very cool. And Terry, how about you?
I think my favorite book was a book that our granddaughter Bella read. So it was when I heard, and it was about, she was, the character was a young slave, a young black slave girl who was trying to get into the Underground Railroad.
Okay.
And, you know, to hear Bella with her young voice, you know, be the character of the slave girl, which was all written in prose. It was really very, very, very beautiful.
Very cool. Do you remember the title of that one? Because I don't off the top of my head. It's fine. We can edit it
in. Something, yeah. If you want, I'll catch you later. Yeah.
Well, I thank you all for being volunteers, wonderful volunteers here. And I know that our readers and our listeners also appreciate you all and what you all do for us here. So I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. It's a great opportunity for John and me and...
And Maggie
and you
Blake.
You guys as well.
And we thank the staff at Wolfner Library. They've been great support and... very well organized, very professional, and it's a pleasure to be a volunteer and hope we're providing a good service for the people of Missouri.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you, and go ahead, Terry.
Well, the staff is really good about accommodating our schedules. You know, the kids have things at school, and you're very flexible.
I can't imagine they have to do school over
we
this.
We really appreciate it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we
so
appreciate
graciously.
Yes, John.
And another thought is to say we actually had... contact with the services before we were ever volunteers. So I think one contact was Terry's mother had cataract problems developing, and so for a while there, she was using some of the books from the library. And then we have one of my sons has a mother-in-law who has had visual impairment since around age 50, and she's been using services from Wolfner Library, so it's it kind of completes the circle.
And now they get to hear family reading some too, so there
yes,
you go.
It's great to be a part.
Yeah, well, thank you all very much. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sitting with me today at our volunteer luncheon is Mr. Audie Klein. Audie, go ahead and say hi to everybody and kind of...
Hello.
What is it that you volunteer here and do at Wolfner?
I read books.
You read books.
I
yes,
do.
You read a lot of books.
I do. I'm a former English teacher, so it is a natural thing for me to read.
Okay.
And it's really been a great experience, kind of an extension of teaching after retirement. So
what initially kind of brought you to Wolfner as a volunteer?
Well, actually, I've always done things such as, well, theatrical things.
Okay.
I've been a part of theater here in Jefferson City. It seemed like only a natural fit. And then I had talked to Laramie Thompson, who is another one of the readers here.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, you ought to try out, audition, and see if you this would be something that you would be interested in. And so I did.
Okay. So how long have you been with us?
I think it's 2 years now.
2 years now, Audie?
Yes.
Okay. So in those 2 years, about how many books have you recorded?
Oh.
Do you know? We should get Brandon to answer that for us.
Interesting books that I've recorded. I think the most challenging book I did was Tokyo Vice.
Tokyo Vice, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Lots of
names and
places and...
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's see. So, Tokyo Vice. Have there been any other kind of memorable kind of...
A challenging book was I read The Recipes That Made Missouri Famous.
There you go, yeah.
And it's a little interesting to try to make a recipe list. Take 1 cup sugar.
You have to
blend the milk into the dry ingredients.
Yep.
But, you know, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it can be. So, well, we thank you for everything that you do here, us as staff, but also know that our readers and our listeners love listening to the books that you all record and bring
to
them.
Well, and I think it's something that if you talk to the volunteers here, they'll tell you that we get as much out of it as they do.
Yeah. I've heard that over and over again. So, well, thank you, Audie.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.